哈利路亚，向传道及伯恩教会的各位弟兄姐妹及慕道朋友，大家问安。
Peace be with all our brothers and sisters and ministers and friends here today.
很感谢神，今天有这个机会能够在伯恩教会见证神的恩典。
I thank God for His grace that I'm able to come here to Baldwin Park Church today and testify of His grace to me.
也能见证神的大爱。
And to testify of His great love towards me.
刚刚唱的这首1501首是我最喜欢的赞美诗之一。
The hymn we just sang, 501, is one of my favorite hymns.
就好像歌词当中说的，我不知道为什么主耶稣基督他是这样子的爱我。
And just like the hymn says, I do not know how he loves me so.
他爱我爱到他愿意牺牲他自己的生命被钉在十字架上。
He loves me to the point that he was willing to sacrifice himself on the cross.
我不知道我能够做什么来回报他的爱。
And I don't know what I can do to repay his love.
那我想见证也许就是我能够回报他的爱的其中之一。
And I believe that by testifying for him, I am able to repay his love in a way.
那在我见证之前，我先跟大家简单的介绍我及我的家人。
Before I testify, I would like to introduce myself and my family.
我已婚，我有两个我有两个儿子。
I am married with two children.
我儿子一个是18岁，一个是13岁。
I have one 18-year-old son and one 13-year-old son.
那我是在24年前，我27岁的时候我受洗的。
I was baptized at 27 years old, 24 years ago.
那我的妻子及我的孩子都是在婴儿的时候就在真耶稣教会受洗的。
And both my wife and my two children were all baptized as children as babies.
那我跟我太太是在1996年的时候移民来美国。
And my wife and I immigrated to the U.S. in 1996.
那我们目前全家都是在园林教会聚会。
And currently, my whole family goes to service in Garden Grove Church.
那我现在奉耶稣的圣名在这边做见证。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to testify.
主耶稣基督在2015年的时候，将他属灵的恩典丰丰富富的赐给了我们家。
In the year 2015, the Lord Jesus Christ poured down His grace abundantly upon me and my family.
在2015年的时候，在5个月的时间当中。
And within 5 months period of time in the year of 2015,
我跟我的两个孩子都得到了圣灵。
Both me and my two children received the Holy Spirit.
我的两个孩子是在学生灵恩会之中求得圣灵的。
My two children received the Holy Spirit at student spiritual convocations.
那我自己是在2015年9月份的时候，求得圣灵的。
And I received the Holy Spirit in September of 2015.
那个是在我受洗21年之后的事情。
And this occurred 21 years after I was baptized.
所以今天我在这边想要跟大家分享的就是在这21年期间我求圣灵的一些挣扎与体验。
And I would like to testify about my struggles and my experiences in praying for the Holy Spirit for 21 years.
那希望对正在祈求圣灵的弟兄姐妹或者是慕道朋友能够有所帮助。
And I hope this can be helpful for our brothers and sisters and friends here.
那有人在还在慕道的时候就求得圣灵了。
There are some who are able to receive the Holy Spirit while they are still seeking after the truth.
那有人在还不知道圣灵是什么的时候，他们就得到了圣灵。
And there are some that are able to receive the Holy Spirit even before they know what the Holy Spirit is.
在这21年的期间，我看到了，也听到了许多的这样的事情。
And in 21 years, I saw and heard of many of these kinds of situations.
那我就常常会想说，为什么好像有的人会很容易就得到了圣灵？
And I thought, why are there some people who are able to receive the Holy Spirit so easily?
那我21年我却一直没有得到圣灵。
And for me, for 21 years, I haven't been able to receive the Holy Spirit.
其实21年不是一个很短的时间。
21 years is not a short period of time.
那在这段时间里面，我常常在想说，主耶稣基督真的是不公平的。
And in this 21 years, I often thought the Lord Jesus is unfair.
21年了，我没有圣灵。
It's been 21 years and I don't have the Holy Spirit.
那有的人得到了圣灵，他们却离开了教会。
There are some who received the Holy Spirit and have left the church.
我真的不了解这是为什么。
I don't understand why this is the case.
但主耶稣基督他一步一步的带领着我。
But the Lord Jesus guided me step by step.
他让我了解到我的自己。
He helped me to understand myself.
他让我了解到我自己的心。
He helped me to understand my own heart.
所以在最后，当我可以在主耶稣基督面前诚实地面对我自己的时候，
And so when I was able to face myself in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ,
知道我自己是多么不配得到他的圣灵的时候，
To understand how unworthy I was to receive His Holy Spirit,
这个时候就是主耶稣基督要赐给我圣灵的时候。
This was when the Lord Jesus was going to give me the Holy Spirit.
所以我也可以了解到说，得不到圣灵是我自己的问题。
And so I could understand that not receiving the Holy Spirit was my own problem.
跟主耶稣基督跟其他的弟兄姐妹并没有任何的关系。
Has nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ or other brothers and sisters.
我曾经有听过一位传道，他讲过一篇道理。
I once heard a sermon from a pastor.
他说我们常常看到我们身旁的弟兄姐妹常常领受神丰丰富富的恩典。
And he said we often see our brothers and sisters around us receiving abundant grace and blessings from the Lord.
那就好像中了乐透一样。
It's like they won the lottery.
但为什么神的恩典都好像没有临到我们的身上？
Why is it that it seems that the grace of God never falls upon our own?
难道是说神比较喜欢那些弟兄姐妹吗？
Does it mean that God likes those other brothers and sisters more?
其实答案并不是这样子的。
This is not the case.
答案就是其实就是在罗马书第二章第十一节里面有说到。
But the answer is in Romans chapter 2 verse 11.
那我们请翻到罗马书第二章第十一节。
Romans chapter 2 verse 11.
罗马书第二章第十一节他说因为神不偏待人。
It says the Lord does not show partiality.
神是不会错的。
God will never be wrong.
那如果神不会错，那错的就是我了。
If God can never be wrong, then I am wrong.
所以神借着这二十一年的时间，他让我一步一步的看清楚了我自己。
And so in these 21 years, the Lord allowed me to see myself clearly.
重新建立我的信仰。
And to reestablish my faith.
让我一步一步在信仰的道路上朝着对的方向来走。
And that step by step, I can walk in the right direction of my faith.
虽然其实我那个时候我已经受洗了二十一年。
And although I had been baptized for 21 years at the time.
其实在前面十几年的时间，我并没有真正的在追求神的道理。
The previous decade or so, I hadn't really truly been seeking after the Word of God.
我对道理也其实也并没有什么根基。
And I didn't have a true root in the Word of God.
加上那个时候刚移民来美国，所有的重心都是放在生活及工作上面。
And because I had just immigrated to the United States, all of my effort was put into my work.
那时候虽然已经受了洗，但是教会对我来说不是一个很重要的地方。
And even though I had been baptized, church was not an important place to me.
我只有在有困难的时候才会跪下来向神祷告。
I would only pray when I was facing trials or difficulties.
所以当这个世界上的有一些苦难、一些试炼、一些引诱来的时候，
And so when there were some temptations and trials and tribulations that came,
我完全没有办法能够抵挡。
I was unable to avoid them.
所以我在这二十一年当中也吃了相当多的苦头。
And so in these 21 years, I went through a lot.
在那段时间里面，有一天我在开车上班的时候。
In that period of time, I was driving one day.
那我看着路上来来往往的车子。
And I saw the many cars driving back and forth.
然后在路边走的行人。
And the pedestrians on the sidewalks.
那小孩子他们要走路去上学。
And the children walking to school.
那年轻人要去上班。
The young people going to work.
那老年人在运动。
And the elderly people exercising.
那我就觉得说。老的一代过去了，新的一代又上来了。
And I thought the elderly people, the generation of the elderly ones are going away, and the new generation is coming up.
人的一生在世，真的是一切都是劳苦愁烦以及虚空。
The life of in this world is truly nothing but toil and emptiness.
当死亡来临的那一天。
And when death comes.
在你在这世界上面一切所做的事情都已经不再重要了。
Nothing you do on this world will be important.
你所做的事情将来没有人再会纪念了。
No one will remember anything you do.
所以那个时候我就觉得说心里真的非常的需要神。
And at that point, I realized I really needed God in my heart.
如果生命中没有神，一切都是虚空的。
Because without God, everything is emptiness.
一切都没有意义的。
There is no meaning to life.
所以在那个时候，我也决定说我要好好的来开始亲近神。
And from that point on, I decided I would make an effort to draw closer to God.
那当我决定要亲近神的时候，我的第一个想法就是说我要开始读经。
And when I decided to draw closer to God, my first thought was to read the Bible.
但是其实读经对我来说，在那个时候对我来说是一个相当痛苦的事情。
But for me to read the Bible was a very, very burdensome thing to do.
因为我没有办法了解圣经在讲什么。
Because I couldn't understand what the Bible was saying.
所以你就也许读了一两节之后，我就放弃了。
And so I'd read a verse or two, and then I would give up.
所以那我就决定说，那我就从听道理开始好了。
And then I thought maybe I'll start from listening to sermons.
然后我就开始收集一些讲道的录音。
And so I would start accumulating different recordings of sermons.
然后我就在上下班开车的路途中间，我就放着这些讲道的录音带来听。
And while I was driving, I would listen to these different sermons.
对我来说，就好像是说你在读经，但是有人能够帮你解释圣经的道理。
It was for me, it was like reading the Bible, except someone was explaining the Bible to you.
然后我也在尝试着在祷告当中向主耶稣基督认罪及悔改。
And oftentimes in my prayers, I would confess my sins and repent to God.
然后祈求圣灵。
and pray for the Holy Spirit.
但是每次在联会结束的时候，我总是带着非常失望的心情回家的。
But every time after the spiritual convocation, I would always, go home with a very hopeless heart.
那个时候，我一直认为说自己已经在祷告中已经悔改了，已经开始祈求圣灵了。
And I felt like I already had repented, and I was already praying for the Holy Spirit.
那这样子还不够吗
？Is this not enough?
圣经上面不是说叩门的就必开门，寻找的你就必寻见吗
？Doesn't the Bible say knock and it'll be open to you, ask and it'll be given to you?
那为什么我一直没有办法求到圣灵呢
？How come I can't receive the Holy Spirit?
那在对我来说，在那段时间，每时间长时间的祷告都是非常痛苦的事情。
And at that period of time, every long prayer was very painful for me.
我觉得我就好像是幼稚班的小孩子一样。
I felt like a kindergarten class student.
每次只要祷告了两分钟，我不知道要祷，然后我就不知道要祷告什么了。
I would pray for 2 minutes and then I wouldn't know what to pray about anymore.
然后我就觉得身体这边也痒，那边也痒。
And I started to feel itchy all over my body.
但那时候我已经二十几三十岁了。
But I was already in my 20s or 30s.
但是在这段在这21年的期间当中，我有4次做梦的时候梦到我得到了圣灵。
In these 21 years, though, there were 4 times where I dreamed I had received the Holy Spirit.
这4次都是我在会堂里面跟着弟兄姐妹一起用灵言祷告。
And in these 4 times, I was always with brothers and sisters praying in the chapel in tongue.
然后当我醒来的时候，刚开始醒来的时候，我就真的心里非常的喜乐。
And when I first woke up, I would always feel very joyful in my heart.
我就想说，啊，我有圣灵了，真的很感谢神。
And I would feel, oh wow, I have the Holy Spirit, thank God.
但是当你真正清醒的时候，你才发现说这是一个梦。
But when I really got awake, then I realized it was just a dream.
当然是相当的失望。
Of course, I felt, disappointed.
但是我往好的方面想。
But I tried to become positive.
也许这是主耶稣基督让我先尝试到得到圣灵的滋味。
Maybe this was Lord Jesus trying to allow me to taste what it seems like to get the Holy Spirit.
所以我才不会放弃。
And so I wouldn't give up.
然后在那段时间呢，我在睡觉之前，我躺在床上的时候，我都会跟主耶稣说。
And in that period of time, I would lay in bed before falling asleep. I would say to God.
我就跟主耶稣说，主啊，我没有圣灵。
I would say to God, God, I don't have the Holy Spirit.
或许在我祷告的时候，你不会跟我讲话。
Maybe you won't speak to me when I'm praying.
但是如果你有事情要让我知道的话，求你让我做梦。
But if you would like me to know something, please allow me to dream.
那你也能够让我清清楚楚的记得这个梦。
And let me be able to remember this dream clearly.
然后我也告诉我自己说。
And I told myself.
当然我不会解梦。
Of course, I'm not an interpreter of dreams.
所以这个梦一定要有属灵的意义。
And this dream has to have a spiritual meaning.
而且能够在圣经里面找到类似的例子。
And I should be able to find an example in the Bible.
然后这才算是主耶稣您跟我说话。
And then it will count as the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to me.
然后时间很快，6年就这样子过去了。
And so time passed really quickly in 6 years.
那在2015年3月份的时候，有一天我在祷告的时候。
In 2015, in March, I was praying one day.
也是跟之前任何一个祷告一样，我还是没有得到圣灵。
And it was just like any other prayer before. I did not receive the Holy Spirit.
所以在那个时候，我就心情就相当的不好。
And so I was in a pretty mad mood.
然后我就跟主耶稣开始抱怨。
And so I started to complain to God.
我就跟主耶稣说，我该认的错我都已经认了。
And I said to God, I've already confessed all my sins.
一些隐而未现的过犯，我求主耶稣你让我知道。
If there's any hidden sins I don't know about, please allow me to know about it.
那我到底要怎么样子做，怎么样子的祷告，我才能够得到圣灵。
And what do I have to do? How do I have to pray to receive the Holy Spirit?
所以那个时候我就开始想说，或许我不是主耶稣的羊。
And at that point, I started to think, maybe I am not a lamb of God.
既然我不是主耶稣的羊，我干嘛还要再留在这个教会呢？
And since I'm not one of his sheep, then why bother staying at this church?
所以我就决定说，我就不再来教会了。
And so I made the decision to stop coming to church.
那我只是还不知道说要怎么跟我的太太小孩说。
But I didn't know how to say it to my wife or my children.
所以正是在那天晚上，我就做了一个梦。
That night, I had a dream.
我梦见第一，我有两个梦。
So I had 2 dreams.
第一个梦就是说我梦见我在一个房间里面跟着7、8个人在一起。
The first dream was I was in a room with seven or eight other people.
然后有一个是主人的人。
And one of these people was the host of the house.
他发给每一个人一份食物。
And he gave everyone some food.
每个人都有，就只有我没有。
Everyone had some food except for me.
然后我就问那个主人说，为什么大家都有，我没有？
And I asked the host, how come everyone has food but I don't?
然后这个梦就换了另外一个场景。
And then the dream changed to another environment.
然后我就梦到说，我到一个喜庆婚宴宴客的地方。
And then I dreamed that I was at a wedding feast.
在梦里面，我知道我有一个位置。
In this dream, I knew that I had a spot.
所以我就开始自己进去找这个位置。
So I started to look for my spot.
我怎么找都找不到我的位置。
But I was looking all over, I couldn't find my spot.
然后我就跟那个代位的人说，怎么没有我的位置呢？
And then I asked the receptionist, why don't I have a spot?
然后那个代位置的人，他就翻了一本书，一直翻，一直翻，一直翻，从头翻到尾，就是找不到我的名字。
And then the receptionist was looking through a book, and they flipped, and they flipped, and they flipped, and they couldn't find my name.
然后我就想说，我是不是走错了地方
？And then I thought to myself, did I go to the wrong place?
然后在那个时候，有另外一个工作人员过来了。
And then at that point, another worker came by.
他说：“你可以留下来了。
”And they said, you can stay.
我已经把另外一个人赶走了。
I already asked the other person to leave.
所以你有一个位置，你可以留下来。
So you have a spot and you can stay.
但是那个时候，我马上就想说，
And that point, I immediately thought.
我想说我要留下来干什么
？I thought, why am I staying?
我什么人都不认识。
I don't know anyone here.
来这边，你如果是婚礼的话，你还要包一点礼金。
And since it's a wedding, I have to give a gift.
所以我就想说，算了，那我就要走了。
And I thought to myself, I'm just going to leave.
然后那个工作人员就很惊讶的说。
And the worker said very surprisingly.
他说我都帮你留位置，把人赶走了，你为什么还要走呢？
He said, I've already saved a spot for you and asked someone else to leave. Why do you want to go?
所以我早上起来，当我想到我做到这个梦的时候
So when I woke up and thought about this dream,
我就在想说这个梦到底想要告诉我什么事情
I thought to myself, what does this dream trying to tell me?
当然比较简单的就是第一个，如果说七八个人，每个人都有东西吃，我没有东西的话，我想就是说我在抱怨说为什么我没有的，大家都有圣灵，而我没有圣灵。
And so maybe simply saying, the one with the food with the eight other people, maybe it was me complaining that everyone else has the Holy Spirit. How come I don't have the Holy Spirit?
那第二个场景，我就想说，对我来讲，我自己花了一点时间去想。
And I thought about the second dream a lot.
那我就想到，我最后是想到说在那个天国的宴席的那个比喻当中，在马太福音书第二十二章那个天国的宴席的比喻当中。
And then I thought about the parable of the wedding feast in Matthew chapter 22.
其实就好像刚刚 Matt 弟兄在那个祷告会的时候分享的。
And it's very similar to what Matt was saying during the fasting prayer session.
当我们来到这个天国的宴席的时候，我们自己有没有准备好我们自己
？When we come to this wedding feast, have we prepared ourselves?
对我来说，我那时候的想法就是说，我已经来到了得救的真教会。
For me, my original thought was that I have already come to this one true church of salvation.
但是我并不表示说我一定会得救。
But that doesn't mean that I will receive salvation.
就像在那个比喻当中，那个人虽然他已经被请到了天国的宴席当中。
Just like in the parable, although there were those who were invited to this feast.
但是就因为他没有穿礼服，所以他就被丢到外面的黑暗当中。
But because they came without wearing wedding clothes, they were cast out.
那我又做了什么呢？
And what have I done?
我只是像一个小孩子一样吵着要糖吃而已。
I'm just like a child who is fighting to get some candy.
那主耶稣基督他舍弃了天上的荣耀。
The Lord Jesus Christ gave up the glory of heaven.
他道成肉身来到这个世界上面。
He came in the flesh to this world.
就像我们刚刚唱的这首诗这样子。
Just like the hymn we just sang.
我不知道为什么他这样子的爱我。
I don't know why he loves me so.
他用他的生命钉在十字架上，把我们从死亡当中救了。
He died for us on the cross and saved us out of the darkness.
那我为了要报答他，我为了要进入神的国，我为了要求得圣灵。
And for me, in order to repay him, in order to receive the Holy Spirit.
那我又做了什么
？What have I done?
我什么都没有做。
I haven't done anything.
是的，圣经上面说，寻找的你必定寻见。
It is true that the Bible just say that asking will be given to you.
叩门的，他必定为你开门。
Seek and you will find.
但是对我来说，我真的有用心的在寻找吗？
But for me, was I truly using my heart to ask and seek and knock?
我真的有用心在敲门吗？
Was I really using all my strength to knock on this door?
所以我就问我自己说，我自己到底做了什么事情？
And I asked myself, what have I truly done?
除了固定的聚会与祷告之外，
Besides regularly going to services and praying,
我真的有付出过什么吗？
Have I ever put in any effort for anything?
在我发现这一点之前，
And before I realized this point,
其实有的时候到教会对我来说好像就是来打卡一样。
打卡
punch in.
Oh, okay. And to me, coming to church was just like clocking in.
Yeah. 就是我只要十一点钟到了。
I just have to come in at 11.
然后我下午聚完会我离开了。
And I will leave after the services ended.
我觉得我就尽到了我的责任。
And I feel like I have fulfilled my responsibility.
其实我想大家都知道并不是这样子的。
But I believe everyone knows that this is not the case.
所以我就开始检讨我自己，在我的 信仰生活当中我做了什么事情。
So I started to reflect on my life and what I have done.
我的生活中间的坏习惯我有改变吗？
Have I changed my bad habits?
我有下定这个决心我真的要求得圣灵吗？
Have I really made the determination to pray for the Holy Spirit?
所以我就开始决定我自己要做一些改变。
And so I determined myself to make some changes in my life.
所以在2015年3月份的时候
And so in March of 2015,
我就决定礼拜一到礼拜五我在公司上班的时候
I made a determination from Monday through Friday while I'm at work.
然后我从早上10点到下午3点我就进食。
From 10 to a.m. to 3 p.m., I would fast.
然后中午吃饭的时候，我就去祷告。
And during my lunchtime, I would go pray.
因为那个时候公司正好裁员的关系，所以我们有许多空的房间。
And at the time in my workplace, there were many empty offices.
所以我就找了随便找一间，我就进去祷告。
And so I would find an empty office and go pray.
或者是希望说用我这一点点的时间来当做我的一个祭。
And I wanted to use this short period of time as my sacrifice to God.
当作我重新开始的另外一个起步。
To be the first step of my next steps.
然后这样子三个月就过去了。
And 3 months passed like this.
然后我开始觉得说主耶稣基督并没有听到我的祷告。
And I started to feel like the Lord Jesus was not listening to my prayers.
并不是因为主耶稣基督没有听。
It's not that he wasn't listening to my prayers.
而是我的祷告跟主耶稣基督中间有一个东西帮我遮住了。
But I felt like there was something blocking my prayers from God.
而且我并没有办法把我心里面最深处的一些想法来向主耶稣基督倾诉。
And I wasn't able to express some of the deepest things of my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ.
我觉得我的祷告是非常的表面的。
I felt like my prayers were very superficial.
我好像在跟我祷告给我自己听。
It was like I was praying for myself to hear.
就好像耶利米哀歌中间所说的。
Just like it says in Lamentations.
耶利米哀歌第三章第四十四节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 44.
耶利米哀歌第三章第四十四节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 44.
他这边说你以黑云遮蔽自己以致祷告不得透入。
You have covered yourself with a cloud that prayer should not pass through.
其实那个时候我对圣经的知识真的是非常的缺少。
I was very lacking in Bible knowledge at the time.
黑云就代表我的罪。
This cloud represents my sin.
我如果没有办法面对自己的罪了解自己的罪。
If I'm unable to face my own sins and understand my sins,
那主耶稣基督他怎么会听到我的祷告呢
Then how could the Lord Jesus listen to my prayer?
但是我真的不知道要怎么样在那个时候我真的不知道要怎么样子的祷告才能够把这个黑云把这个感觉消除掉
But I didn't know how to pray to get rid of this dark cloud for it to disappear
我到底要怎么样做才能让我的祷告达到主耶稣基督的面前
What did I have to do for my prayer to be presented to the presence of Christ?
圣经里面有很多关于我们要如何祷告的经节
There are many verses in the Bible that teach us how to pray.
但是我真的是没有办法了解。
But I truly didn't understand.
所以我就开始寻找一些跟祷告有关的道理或者是见证。
And so I started to try to find some sermons about prayer or testimonies.
然后我听到一位姐妹的见证。
And I listened to a testimony from a sister.
她说到。
And she said.
人在神面前能够不怕面对自己的软弱。
People, in the presence of God,man fears being unable to face their own weaknesses.
他如果能够面对自己的软弱
When they are able to face their own weaknesses,
这个人在神的面前才是有价值的
Then this person has value in the sight of God.
这句话听了让我相当的感动
I was very moved by the statement.
我就觉得我自己好像在一个非常浓的雾当中我看到了一点点的灯
It seemed as though in this very thick fog I was able to see a glimmer of light.
你知道那边有灯但是你不知道要如何到达那边。
You know that there is a light there, but you don't know how to reach it.
但是至少它让我开始思考说，我在祷告当中，我是如何面对主耶稣基督的。
At least, though, I was able to understand how I should face the Lord Jesus Christ when I pray.
后来又听到了一篇道理，是传道在联会的时候，勉励弟兄姐妹的。
And then I heard a sermon, during a spiritual convocation from a pastor.
传道勉励信徒说，要把我们的心放在手上，来向天上的神祷告。
And he told us that we must place our hearts and our hands to pray to the Lord.
他这边是用了耶利米哀歌第三章第四十节跟第四十一节。
And he had used Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 to 41.
耶利米哀歌第三章第四十节跟第四十一节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 40 to 41.
他说到我们当深深考察自己的行为再归向神。我们当诚心向天上的神举手祷告。
Let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. Let us lift our hearts and hands to God in heaven.
我听了很多次这个，我把这个讲道我听了非常的多次。
I listened to the sermon a lot of times.
然后再加上那位姐妹在见证里面所讲的那句话。
And in addition to that phrase the sister made during her testimony.
我就开始想说，那我到底要怎么样在祷告的时候面对主耶稣基督？
And I thought, what should I do to face the Lord Jesus Christ in my prayers?
我要如何把我的心放在我的手上，再举起来向天祷告？
How do I put my heart and my hands to lift them up to the Lord?
后来我就想通了。
And then it was very clear to me.
因为主耶稣基督他是鉴察人心思意念的神。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ is one who searches our hearts and our thoughts.
他当我还在我母亲的肚子当中，他就认识了我。
When I was in my mother's womb, the Lord already knew me.
我心里面所想的有什么事情主耶稣基督不知道呢？
Is there anything in my heart that the Lord Jesus does not know?
我不敢跟神讲，我不跟神讲，并不表示说他不知道。
Just because I don't tell God doesn't mean He doesn't know.
那我为什么不就在神面前，在主耶稣基督面前，把我所有的心思意念都向他坦白呢？
So then why don't I just express to him all of my thoughts of my heart?
所以我也可以重新的面对我自己。
And be able to face myself once again.
所以我就真的把在一个祷告当中，我就真的把我所有的心思意念。
And in one prayer, I truly expressed all of the thoughts and of my heart.
不管是好的坏的
whether good or bad,
我都全部的告诉了主耶稣基督。
I laid it all out to the Lord Jesus.
那次祷告大约有30分钟。
I prayed about 30 minutes that time.
在这30分钟我不停的流泪。
And in those 30 minutes, I could not stop shedding tears.
我祷告完之后，我真的心里觉得说一块大石头真的已经就没有了。
And in that prayer, I felt like there was a large stone that was lifted out of my heart.
那片黑云也已经不见了。
And that dark cloud was gone.
我终于可以诚诚实实面对主耶稣基督。
And I was able to face God truly and clearly.
我不需要再隐藏什么了。
I didn't have to hide anything anymore.
因为主耶稣基督他都知道。
Because the Lord Jesus knows everything.
主耶稣基督只是想要说我能够在他的面前诚实的面对他。
The Lord Jesus only wants me to be able to face him honestly.
诚实的面对我自己。
And honestly face myself.
知道我自己到底做错了什么事情。
To know what wrong I have done.
然后才能够坦然无惧的来到他施恩的宝座前。
And then I could come boldly to the throne of grace.
所以当我这次祷告完之后，我就真的觉得说我像在路加福音书里面所说的那个浪子。
And after I made this prayer, I really felt like that prodigal son in Luke.
然后我又回到了我天父的家。
And I'd returned to my father's home.
然后我的阿爸父告诉我说。
And my Abba father told me.
没有关系，你回来了就好。
Don't worry, just as long as you have come home.
所以当我能够诚实面对的我自己之后。
After I was able to face myself honestly.
我才发现我是多么的不配得到他的灵。
I understood how unworthy I was to receive His grace.
所以我就跟主耶稣基督祷告说。
So I prayed to the Lord Jesus.
我是不配得的。
I am unworthy.
我可以了解为什么我一直没有得到圣灵。
I understand why I have not received the Holy Spirit before.
但我只求主耶稣基督，你能够告诉我说，我能够为你做什么。
But I ask you, Lord, what can I do for you?
教会安排的工作，我一定尽力去做。
And what the church asked me to do, I will try to do it with my whole heart.
我会尽力教导我的孩子认识神。
I will teach my children to know you.
我会把我的孩子带到神的面前来。
And I will bring my children to your presence.
只要主耶稣基督在我离开世界的那一天能够赐给我圣灵。
As long as the Lord Jesus can give me the Holy Spirit before I pass.
在审判的那一天。
And on that judgment day.
主耶稣能跟我说。
That the Lord Jesus can say to me.
你这良善又忠心的仆人，你可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
Well done, good and faithful servant. Come and enter into the rest of your Lord.
只要能这样子，我就心满意足了。
As long as this can occur, then I will be content.
所以我记得在那段时间，我并没有再继续的主动的祈求圣灵。
And in that period of time, I stopped praying actively for the Holy Spirit.
我想因为是我不敢的关系。
Oh, I felt scared to do it.
Yeah, 因为我知道我是多么的不配。
Because I knew I was unworthy.
所以在中午，但是我持续的中午一样的是在公司里面祷告。
But I continued to pray during my lunchtime at work.
其实那个时候，我觉得我发现我越来越喜欢祷告了。
And I started to realize I liked praying more.
我每次祷告的时候，我就好像在跟我的天上的父亲讲话。
And it felt like every time I prayed, I was talking to my Father in heaven.
有些不敢跟我 肉身父亲讲的话，我都可以跟我的天上的父亲说。
Things that I was too scared to talk about with my physical father, I could talk to with my heavenly father.
因为我知道我的阿爸父不会责怪我。
Because I knew that my Abba father would not blame me.
他就是需要我，他就是要我把什么事情都告诉他。
He wants me to tell him everything.
所以我就越来越喜欢祷告。
And so I started to enjoy prayer more and more.
我也一直持续的祷告。
And I continued to pray.
然后再过了又过了一段时间，大概在。八月份，在二零一五年八月份的时候
，And after another period of time in August of 2015,
那我就决定说，我觉得我需要早上再去花一点时间祷告。
I started to feel that I need to spend some time in prayer in the mornings too.
所以我就在决定在上班之前，我到尔湾教会我去祷告。
And I started to go to Irvine Church in the mornings to pray.
所以当然我继续求神说让他知道，让我知道我能够为他做什么。
And I continued to pray to God to let me know what I can do for him.
他对我的旨意到底是什么。
And what his will for me is.
然后我心里面所有的好的坏的我都是一样的跟主耶稣基督来说。
And I tried to tell him everything in my heart whether good or bad.
然后就在9月5号的时候我得到了圣灵。
And on September 5th, I received the Holy Spirit.
当然，我得到圣灵的祷告，我得到圣灵的那个祷告，并不是因为只因为那个祷告而我得到圣灵的。
So of course, I didn't receive the Holy Spirit just because of that prayer.
而是这许多年当中，我不断的祷告。
But it was because I had prayed for so many years.
加上主耶稣基督的慈爱。
And of course, because of the love of God.
弟兄姐妹的带导。
And the intercessions of brothers and sisters.
及所有。我听到的见证以及所有的道理
and because of all the sermons and testimonies I'd heard
所以我能够调整我自己的心调整我自己的行为
and I was able to recalibrate my heart and my steps
那就好像以赛亚书当中所说的
and just like it says in Isaiah
以赛亚书第30章第20、21节
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20 and 21
以赛亚书第30章20、21节说
Isaiah 30, 20 and 21 says
主虽以艰难给你当饼以困苦给你当水你的教师却不再隐藏你眼必见你的教师你或向左或向右你必听见后边有声音说这是正路要行在其间
And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into a corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers. 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
所以当我得到圣灵之后，我真的觉得我的教师并没有向我隐藏。
After I received the Holy Spirit, I truly felt like my teachers were not hidden from me anymore.
我天上的阿爸父透过许多的方式告诉我说
My Abba Father, through many different methods, told me,
这是正路，你要行在其间。
This is the way, walk in it.
所以今天是我得圣灵的第三年又十天。
This is the third year and ten, this is 3 years and 10 days after I have received the Holy Spirit.
所以我常常在祷告的时候还是觉得说我是非常的不配。
And whenever I pray, I so often feel I am unworthy.
有的时候我还没有办法相信说我得到了圣灵。
And sometimes I'm still, I can't believe that I received the Holy Spirit.
但是全因为主耶稣基督的慈爱跟怜悯。
But because of the love and the mercy of Christ.
让我在我属灵的生命中间能在我的属灵生命能够走到下一章。
That I could walk, I could open this next chapter of my spiritual life.
所以在当我准备这次见证的时候
，When I was preparing for this testimony,
我能够有机会的再一次回想到神的恩典。
I was able to reflect again upon the grace of God.
其实我也可以看到我自己在这二十一年当中属灵的一些的成长。
I was able to see some of the spiritual growth I've made in these past 21 years.
但是其实这些都是主耶稣的慈爱。
But of course, all of this is from the love of God.
是我们的阿爸父。
From our Abba Father.
其实我们的天上的父他并没有离开我们。
Our Heavenly Father has never left us.
只是我们有的时候越离他越远。
But oftentimes we stray farther and further away from him.
有的时候我们爱这个世界比爱他还多。
Sometimes we love the world more than we love him.
有的时候我们不需要受的苦都是我们自己去找来的。
And oftentimes the suffering that we face is because of our own seeking.
所以其实主耶稣基督并不需要我们。
The Lord Jesus does not need us.
是我们需要主耶稣基督。
But we need the Lord Jesus.
我们的生命里面不能没有他。
We cannot lack him in our lives.
所以在我希望能够在当死亡来临的那一天
I hope that on the day that I pass.
我可以没有恐惧的来到主耶稣的 慈恩的宝座前。
I can come boldly to the throne of grace.
我能够告诉他说，我做了我应该做的。
And tell him I've done what I should do.
我希望我能够得到他的喜悦。
And I hope that I can be pleasing in his sight.
那我的见证就到此，希望我的见证能够对正在祈求圣灵的弟兄姐妹或者是慕道朋友有所帮助。
And this concludes my testimony. I hope that this testimony can be helpful for those who are still praying for the Holy Spirit, whether brothers and sisters or friends.
那愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归于我们天上的父。
May all the glory and praise be unto our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Amen.
我觉得非常感谢神哈，能够听到一个求圣灵的一个经过。
And I really thank God that I was able to hear this testimony about praying for the Holy Spirit.
我们知道在听他这个过程，我们就知道在求圣灵当中他有很大的煎熬。
We know that through praying for the Holy Spirit, he faced many challenges.
Yeah, 尤其在我们真耶稣教会，大部分都得到了圣灵。
Especially when in the True Jesus Church, the majority of people have received the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 那所以我们可以更了解在求圣灵当中有些人的经历。
And from his testimony, we can understand a little bit better the experience of those who are still praying for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 那我们也应该更珍惜，已经有圣灵的人应该要更珍惜。
And those of us who already have the Holy Spirit, we need to cherish it even more.
因为我有问过他怎么样来到教会。
I had asked him before how he came to the True Jesus Church.
事实上我觉得他很福气，他很单纯的跟着他太太来到了教会。
And I feel that he's very blessed. He purely came to the church with his wife.
他觉得这个道理没有什么问题，就走进了教会，就信神了。
And he felt like there's nothing wrong with the truth and came to believe.
那这样过了21年，能够有那么一天，他觉得我们需要神。
And through those 21 years, he found there was one day he really needed God.
我觉得真的是神亲自吸引人，也亲自的呼召人回转。
I truly believe it is God who calls out to his sheep to return.
让我们能够真的在那个当下觉得我们真的需要神。
And in that one moment, we can truly understand how much we need God.
不是神拣选我们，不是我们拣选神，是神拣选我们。
It's not that we chose God, but God chose each and every one of us.
而且我们需要神，不是神需要我们。
And it's not that God needs us, but we need God.
呀，那他对于他自己这个认识呢，他就想要怎么样来亲近神。
And through this understanding, he started to think of how he can draw closer to God.
所以他决定要亲近神的时候是有行动的。
And when he made that determination to draw closer to God, he took action.
呀，我觉得我们常常缺乏那个行动力。
A lot of times we lack that motivation to take action.
呀，那他的经历也值得鼓励我们，他从读经、听讲道，然后甚至决心要来进食祷告，求圣灵。
And I believe that his experience from making the determination to read the Bible, to listening to sermons, and then to fasting and praying.
就像他刚刚选的这首诗一样。
Just like the hymn that he just chose.
他能够感觉到神的爱是有行动的。
When he experienced the love of God, he took action.
Yeah, 他的行动甚至愿意牺牲生命。
The Lord Jesus took action because of his love, and his action was that he was even willing to sacrifice his life.
可是今天我们可能很多人都会说，我也爱神。
And a lot of us today might say, I love God.
我也想要得到这个恩典，救恩。
And I also want to receive this grace and salvation.
我想要亲近神。
And I want to draw closer to God.
可是我们没有行动的。
But we don't take action.
Yeah, 所以决心是要行动。
A determination requires action.
爱也是要有行动。
Love requires action.
所以他中午呢，在公司里进食祷告。
And so he would fast and pray during his lunch times at work.
那这当中呢，他发现怎样能够一步一步的亲近神。
And from that process, he was able to understand how he can draw closer and closer to God.
当然他也说过，原来自己跟神中间有一个隔阂。
And he mentioned that.Previously, there was a blockage between him and God.
那他也发现自己很难在神的面前整个敞开。
And he found himself being found it challenging to open himself completely to God.
事实上，有时候我们不是在神面前不能敞开，因为神知道所有的事情。
A lot of times, it's not that we can't open ourselves to God because God already knows everything.
有时候是我们不敢在我们自己的面前敞开自己。
But it's that we're often unable to open ourselves in our own presence.
如果我们在神的面前敞开自己的时候，我们就知道我们是多么的软弱，多么的有限。
When we open ourselves to the presence of God, then we start to understand how limited and weak we are.
Yeah, 所以他的结论觉得他自己不配得到圣灵。
And so his conclusion was that he was not worthy to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他祷告里头就不敢再祈求圣灵。
And he was frightened to pray for the Holy Spirit.
可是他更喜欢祷告。
But he enjoyed praying even more.
Yeah, 那甚至不是滥取的禁食祷告，早上还去额外祷告。
And so not only would he fast and pray during lunch, he would go to Irvine Church to pray in the mornings.
然后渐渐呢，让他生活能够有一个目标改变。
And slowly he was able to have a goal that changed his life.
我觉得我们现在也常常生活里头，我们的重心就是我们自己。
We place oftentimes our importance on ourselves.
所以我们希望生活都照着我们意识行。
And we want everything in our lives to go according to our way.
也照着我们的逻辑。
According to our own logic,
照着我们的喜欢。
According to our own interests,
事实上一个基督徒。
But for Christians,
我们应该去寻求神的意思。
We need to seek after the will of God,
照着神的意思。
And do things according to His will,
照神喜欢的事来做。
And do what is pleasing in the sight of God.
呀，那我觉得这是一个对的方向。看到那个善道，所以就走在上面。
And this is the right direction to go. Once you see the right road, then we walk on it.
Yeah, 我觉得神给每个人的经历都不一样。
God gives each and every one of us a different experience.
我们早上读过这个经节哈，在耶利米书的二十九章。
We read this verse in the morning in Jeremiah chapter 29.
主神这样说。
The Lord says,
我知道我向你们所怀的意念是事平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
所以神对我们每个人都是同样的意念。
God has the same thoughts for each and every one of us.
也没有偏待任何一个人。
He does not show partiality.
都是想要赐给我们平安。
He wants to give all of us peace.
而且叫我们末后有指望。
And to give us a future.
不管你是有圣灵，所以神不管你是没有圣灵，神借着圣灵也让你在这个过程中学着怎么样认识神、亲近神，最后末后有指望。就是你如果没有圣灵，神也借着求圣灵这个过程，当做你的个功课，让你学着在他的经历当中，我们看他的经历，能够更认识神、更亲近神，然后建立你。
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, then the Lord Jesus gives us this opportunity to, while we pray for the Holy Spirit to draw closer to Him and to understand Him and experience Him.
Yeah, 那如果你有圣灵
But if we do have the Holy Spirit,
事实上神也用各种的方法在教导我们
God also uses many different methods to teach us
或者是环境
Maybe our environment
或者我们面对的挑战
Maybe the challenges we face
都是为了建立我们让我们末后有指望
All of these are to mold us so that we have a hope in the future
所以人生遇到的事都是神给我们的功课
All the experiences we face in our lives are aHomework that the Lord gives us.
Yeah, 我常常觉得出于神的我就默然不语。
I often feel that if something is from God, then I have no fear.
都是神给我们的一个功课。
Because it is a homework that God has given us.
每个人有不同的功课。
We all have a different assignment.
这个功课都是让我们更认识神，更亲近神，末后有指望。
But all of our assignments allow us to draw closer to God, to know Him more, and have a hope for our future.
万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
All things work for the good of those who love God.
感谢神，那我们今天的见证到此，我们快跪下来祷告，或者我们再来唱一次这首诗好了，501首，我觉得歌词真的很好。希望我们对神的爱也是有行动的。
This concludes our testimony. Before we end, let's sing hymn 501 again and reflect on the love of God and be able to take action.
我们学着像神一样，让我们的对他的爱是有行动的。
Let us learn from Lord Jesus Christ and take action with our love for Him.
我们唱501首。
Sing Hymn 501.
我们一样唱两次。
Let's sing it twice.
我们一起跪下来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.